Prabowo said that he and his cabinet would remove anyone who tried to obstruct what he deemed pro-people policies.
The people demand a clean government, a true government, one that works properly. So I want to uphold that. Interests are only for the nation, the people, no other interests. I will get rid of those who do not want to work truly for the people.
Previously, Prabowo said in his speech that he had given sufficient time and warnings to all ministers and state officials over the past approximately 100 days. He had issued warnings to those unwilling to follow the direction of his government's policies. Prabowo also reminded them to remain loyal to the state and the people. The Indonesian government has firmly rejected any attempts to forcibly relocate Palestinians or alter the demographic composition of occupied Palestinian territories. This was stated by the spokesperson for Indonesia's Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Rolihansyah Sumirat, in Jakarta on Wednesday. The Indonesian government considers such actions a major obstacle to the realization of an independent and sovereign Palestinian state. Indonesia strongly rejects any attempt to forcibly displace Palestinian or alter the demographic composition of the occupied Palestinian territory. Such action will obstruct the realization of an independent and sovereign state of Palestine as envisioned by the two-state solution based on 1967 borders with East Jerusalem as its capital. Furthermore, Indonesia has urged the international community to ensure respect for international law, particularly the Palestinian people's right to self-determination and their fundamental right to return to their homeland. Rolihansyah emphasized that the only viable path to lasting peace in the region is by addressing the root causes of the conflict. Indonesian Tourism Ministry Widianti Putri Wardana revealed, based on data from the Central Bureau of Statistics in 2024, the total number of tourist visits reached 13.74 million visits, an increase of around 18% compared to 2023. Likewise, the number of domestic tourist trips reached 1,021.56 million trips, an increase of 22% compared to 2023. This was conveyed by Widianti at the Merdeka Palace, Jakarta on Wednesday. Based on this positive achievement, Widianti is optimistic that the development of the tourism sector can continue and contribute to the national gross domestic product.
So, I want to convey here to my colleagues, I'm optimistic that the development of the tourism sector can continue and further encourage the contribution of the tourism sector to the development of the national gross domestic product, or GDP.
Widianti also said that Indonesia's tourism sector also had a positive impact on employment, namely an increase in the tourism workforce in 2025 by 2.5% compared to 2023. Widianti further said, based on data from the Central Bureau of Statistics, the number of tourism workers in 2025 was recorded at 25.01 million people, while in 2023, it was recorded at 24.41 million people. This comes to you from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. The Indonesian government will launch the free health checkup program on February 10, 2025. It was stated by Health Minister Budi Gunadi Sadikin after reporting to President Prabowo Subianto at the Presidential Palace, Jakarta on Wednesday. He said that the President has decided the launch date for the program that will be implemented at Community Health Center or Puskesmas and clinics that collaborate with Health Social Security Agency.
Jadi tadi rapat mengenai update beliau mengenai program.
So we have a meeting on the update of the free health checkup program. The President has decided later on February 10th it can be implemented at the community health centers and also clinics. He wanted to observe the program personally at one of health centers like last free nutritious meal program.
Di salah satu puskesmas.
Budi Gunadi explained that the program is designed to cover the entire population of Indonesia from newborns to the elderly. However, this free health checkup program will be carried out in stages with a mechanism that is adjusted based on age group. For children under 6 years old and above school age, the screening will be carried out on their birthday dates with tolerance period of 1 month. Meanwhile, for free health checkup program, the examination will be carried out when they enter school. The free health checkup service includes a number of examinations. It also includes cancer screenings for the age group over 40 years, with a focus on breast and cervical cancer for women and lung and colorectal cancer for men. Bali will host an international naval exercise, the Multilateral Naval Exercise Commodore MNEK 2025, which will take place on February 15 to 22, 2025. The naval exercise is a non-war military exercise organized by the Indonesian Navy and involves friendly countries to strengthen maritime cooperation. This exercise will involve 58 countries with 34 foreign warships and 18 Republic of Indonesia warships. The commander of the Denpasar Bali Indonesian Navy Base, Navy Colonel Endra Kusuma said in Denpasar Bali Wednesday, MNEK is a form of Indonesian maritime diplomacy in maintaining regional and global stability. He said MNEK 2025 will include various activities including an international maritime security symposium, which invites representatives of navies from various countries to discuss political stability and maritime security at the regional and global levels.
TNI AL ini memiliki tugas salah satunya adalah
the Indonesian Navy has one of its tasks, which is diplomacy, supporting Indonesia's free and active foreign policy. We are not going to any block and trying to embrace everything. So in this multilateral naval exercise commando activity, one of those purposes is to maintain regional stability.
Menjaga stabilitas regional.
The multilateral naval exercise commando MNEK is held every 2 years between the Indian Ocean and the Pacific Ocean. This exercise involves various activities such as field maneuvers, experience exchange forums, bilateral meeting, defense exhibition and cultural activities. The fifth MNEK is scheduled to take place in Bali on February 15 to 22, 2025. Indonesia continues its commitment to addressing climate change despite the United States withdrawing from the Paris Agreement. Minister of Environment Hani Faisal Nurofik said this was in line with President Prabowo Subianto's speech at the G20 forum in Brazil, which stated that he would address food shortage in 3 years, food self-sufficiency in 4 years, and contribute to global efforts to combat hunger in 5 years. In hearing with Commissions 12 of the Indonesian House of Representatives on Wednesday in Jakarta, Hani stated that Indonesia will also continue its efforts to achieve the UN Sustainable Development Goals related to steps to reduce climate temperatures, to save the earth, and achieve renewable energy through biodiesel and geothermal. When President Trump decided to withdraw from the Paris Agreement, we remain committed to holding on what President Prabowo states officially at the G20 in Brazil. Earlier, President of the United States of America, Donald Trump, withdrew the United States from the Paris Agreement at the end of January, shortly after he was inaugurated as the 47th president. The U.S. withdrawal from the Paris Agreement was carried out when the executive order was signed on January 20, 2025. Now let's move it on to commentary for today.
Here is today's commentary on House approves the establishment of investment management agency to manage state-owned enterprises. I'm Dalapani. The plenary meeting of the Indonesian House of Representatives Thursday officially approved the establishment of the Daya Anagata Nusantara Investment Management Agency to manage state-owned enterprises through the revision of Law No. 19 of 2003 concerning state-owned enterprises. The draft law regarding this amendment has also been passed into law. State-owned Enterprises Minister Erick Thohir said that the law approved the establishment of the Daya Anagata Nusantara Investment Management Agency. According to him, this institution was officially established and formed in order to consolidate the management of state-owned enterprises. The Investment Management Agency starts with optimizing state-owned enterprises' dividends, carrying out restructuring and investment, and collaborating with third parties to increase assets value. Chairman of Commission 6th of the House, Anggia Irma Rini Rastusti, said that in discussing the issue, they received input from various groups such as academics, practitioners, and others. According to her, a strong legal basis and governance of state-owned enterprises are needed, especially since the old law is more than 22 years old. So it needs to be changed and to transfer today's challenges so that state-owned enterprises can improve in performance and contribute maximally to the national economy. State-owned enterprises which act as an extension of the state must be able to carry out the function of managing potential and natural resources for the prosperity of the people. Their important role as mandated by the Constitution encourage state-owned enterprises to transform into professional, efficient, and globally competitive business entities. With the establishment of the BPI, Nusantara Investment Management Agency, state-owned enterprises are expected to be able to contribute maximally to various government programs such as food security, energy, downstreaming, and other national strategic programs that will have an impact on economic growth and public welfare. Minister Eric Toit also said that the transformation of state-owned enterprises through BPI Danantara is currently a strategic step to realize Indonesia's vision towards a golden Indonesia 2045 through the synergy of the government, state-owned enterprises, and stakeholders. This is certainly in line with the 2025-2045 National Long-Term Development Plan and Astra Cita, the 8 missions of President Prabowo Subianto's government. That was commendatory.
Well, listener, that was the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Cinta, kenapa kau menatapku dengan manja? Indah parasmu menghangatkan suasana. Hari pun semakin terasa berwarna. Dia segalanya. Bibirnya yang merah melunda, indah senyumnya buatku terpana. Suara hatinya yang mempesona, buatku kehilangan kata. Ku berjalan menuju arahnya, melihat dirinya yang istimewa. Setiap langkah ku menuju selamanya. Yeah. Wajahmu, senyummu, hangat peluk tubuhmu. Lepamu, helaimu, membuatku selalu rindu.
Berhenti, 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 berh Voice of Indonesia.
What is this food?
Rattan is usually made into furniture or handicrafts, but rattan can also be food. The soft rattan is barbecued for 1 hour. After that, the white parts of rattan are sliced. And it's ready to be eaten with dipping sauce. What is the name of this food? Pakat Rotan from North Sumatra.
More from Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
Welcome back, listener. You're still tuned to Voice of Indonesia. Thank you for still staying tuned with us here in the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. And as I've mentioned earlier, of course, the weather here is so unpredictable. And definitely, if you are having a wonderful time, a wonderful or great time with your family and also your loved one, or perhaps you are planning to have a holiday with your loved ones or your family, I think it will be much better if you prepared yourself with many kinds of things that you need, especially during this rainy season and also strong winds, okay? And definitely you can prepare and bring some umbrella, your raincoat, and don't forget your very thick jacket. It's quite needed here, especially if you're staying in Jakarta or perhaps in another place in Indonesia. Well, listen, I'm still going to be here, still giving you another information, also great music to listen. And before that, I will give you two wonderful songs to listen, and we'll also present to you an Indonesian wonder.
Kasihkan padaku, if you really like me too. Karena terlalu lama ku merasa ada sesuatu di hatiku. Untuk kamu, oh sayangku. Kasihkan padaku, if you really like me too. Karena ku selalu menunggu message darimu. Apa Facebookmu, apa Twittermu, Instagram kamu, dan YouTube kamu. Kenapa harus buffering dulu? You stole my heart. akan pernah ku siapkan memori bersama.
I'd like to introduce you to Okokan, a unique art from Tabanan region in Bali. Ogogan is a large wooden musical instrument resembling a giant bell, used as a means of communication by communities in remote villages. A smaller version of this instrument, called Kronjongan, is often got placed on trees to scare off animals that damage coconut plants. And it also uses as a collar for livestock such as cows and buffalo. The name Ogogan comes from the sound it made, clop, 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 which is how it got its name. Listeners, Ogogan is considered a sacred art form. It is performed when the community faces an outbreak of diseases, known locally as Gerubu. Traditionally, to combat the illness, people would leave their homes and play percussion instruments like the can kantongan or slit drum, Ogogan, and tekan. Tabanan people believe that the sound produced by these instruments can drive away the source of disease affecting the community. Because of this, Ogogan is regarded as a sacred tradition. It is often performed during times of crisis such as crop failures or disease outbreaks. Ogogan is played by a group of people as they walk through the village. In addition to its religious significance, Ogogan is also performed during special events such as the Bali Arts Festival and is sometimes used to entertain guests who wish to experience traditional Balinese culture. During these performances, Ogogan is often accompanied by other Balinese local instruments such as the gong, kendang, tawa-tawa, and more, which enhance and complement its unique sound. And that was today's Indonesia Wonder.
How is the weather will be in Indonesia this February? What are the factors? Deming Saipudin from BMKG told us in a recent dialogue.
Voice of Indonesia.
Yeah, actually currently in February, we are in the active period of tropical cyclone formation in the southern equatorial region, which decision of the TC is from November to April. And in this February, the potential for tropical cyclone developments remain high, of course, particularly in the southern areas of Indonesia. Other atmospheric factors such as MGO, we call for Madden-Julian oscillation phenomena,
okay,
and then monsoon activity can significantly increase the rainfall, especially during January and February as the peak of the rainy season in Indonesia.
Thank you.
Of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Hello, welcome back to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, which introduces Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in Indonesian language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education, Culture Research and Technology. Today's topic is
di Labuan Bajo. Di Labuan Bajo,
which means in Labuan Bajo. You will listen to conversations about
keren. Keren,
which means cool. The conversations is between Chris, a vlogger from Australia, and Nana, a tour guide, at a bistro in Labuan Bajo. After crossing from Sape Port, Sumbawa Island, to Labuan Bajo Port, Chris met Nana, who told him about the activity plan at Manta Point, a popular diving spot in Labuan Bajo. Let's listen to their conversation.
Sudah lama menunggu, Nana?
Belum lama.
Besok pagi, kita akan langsung ke Manta Point.
Seperti yang Bang Chris minta, kita akan bertemu dengan pemuda Bajo. Dia mahir menyelam tanpa alat bantu.
Keren. Kegiatan besok akan menjadi vlog yang menarik.
After listening to the conversations, we will introduce you to some vocabulary and expressions related to today's topic.
Keren, keren,
which means cool. We will say it two times slowly, and please repeat after us.
Keren, keren,
which means cool.
Kegiatan, kegiatan,
which means activity.
Besok, besok,
which means tomorrow.
Vlog, vlog,
which means vlog.
Menarik, menarik,
which means interesting.
Keren, kegiatan besok akan menjadi vlog yang menarik. Keren, kegiatan besok akan menjadi vlog yang menarik.
Which means cool, tomorrow's activity will be an interesting vlog.
Bertemu, bertemu,
which means meet.
Pemuda Bajo, pemuda Bajo,
which means young Bajo people.
Menyelam, menyelam,
which means dive.
Tanpa, tanpa,
which means without.
Alat bantu, alat bantu,
which means supporting equipment. In the conversations, you hear the expression
keren, kegiatan besok akan menjadi vlog yang menarik. Keren, kegiatan besok akan menjadi vlog yang menarik,
which means cool, tomorrow's activity will be an interesting vlog. There is the word
keren, keren,
which means cool, which is the expressions of amazement, excitement, and anticipation. Those feelings are related to Chris' amazement to the diving skill of young Bajo people, his excitement to the activity at Manta Point and to meet young Bajo people, and anticipations to make an interesting vlog. Other example, let's listen to another use of
keren, keren,
which means cool, in another sentence.
Penampilan Chris hari ini keren. Penampilan Chris hari ini keren,
which means Chris looks cool today.
Keren sekali pemandangan Pantai Merah di Labuan Bajo. Keren sekali pemandangan Pantai Merah di Labuan Bajo,
which means the scenery of Merah Beach in Labuan Bajo is so cool. The Bajo tribe lives in some waters of Indonesia, such as Sulawesi, East Kalimantan, Maluku, and East Nusa Tenggara, is well known for their expertise in diving. They can dive without sporting equipment for a quite long duration. Their diving skill was the inspiration of James Cameron's Avatar, The Way of Water. Before we end today's Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, let's have another goal with the conversation.
Sudah lama menunggu, Nana?
Belum lama.
Besok pagi, kita akan langsung ke Manta Point.
Seperti yang Bang Chris minta, kita akan bertemu dengan pemuda Bajo. Dia mahir menyelam tanpa alat bantu.
Keren. Kegiatan besok akan menjadi vlog yang menarik.
Well, listeners, that was Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia for today about...
Keren. Keren.
Which means cool. We hope today's edition will be useful for those of you who want to know more about the Indonesian language. I'm Daniel and my colleague...
Sarah Olivia.
Bye-bye.
Sampai jumpa.
Voice of Indonesia.
Welcome back to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, which introduces Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in Indonesian language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education, Culture Research and Technology. Today's topic is...
Di Labuan Bajo. Di Labuan Bajo.
Which means, in Labuan Bajo. You will listen to conversations about...
Keren. Keren.
Which means cool. The conversations is between Chris, a vlogger from Australia, and Nana, a tour guide, at a bistro in Labuan Bajo. After crossing from Sape Port, Sumbawa Island, to Labuan Bajo Port, Chris met Nana, who told him about the activity point at Manta Point, a popular diving spot in Labuan Bajo. Let's listen to their conversation.
Sudah lama menunggu, Nana?
Belum lama.
Besok pagi, kita akan langsung ke Manta Point.
Seperti yang Bang Chris minta, kita akan bertemu dengan pemuda Bajo. Dia mahir menyelam tanpa alat bantu.
Keren. Kegiatan besok akan menjadi vlog yang menarik.
After listening to the conversations, we will introduce you to some vocabulary and expressions related to today's topic.
Keren. Keren.
Which means cool. We will say it two times slowly and please repeat after us.
Keren. Keren.
Which means cool.
Kegiatan. Kegiatan.
Which means activity.
Besok. Besok.
Which means tomorrow.
Vlog. Vlog.
Which means vlog.
Menarik. Menarik.
Which means interesting.
Keren. Kegiatan besok akan menjadi vlog yang menarik. Keren. Kegiatan besok akan menjadi vlog yang menarik.
Which means cool. Tomorrow's activity will be an interesting vlog.
Bertemu. Bertemu.
Which means meet.
Pemuda Bajo. Pemuda Bajo.
Which means young Bajo people.
Menyelam. Menyelam.
Which means dive.
Tanpa. Tanpa.
Which means without.
Alat bantu. Alat bantu.
Which means supporting equipment. In the conversations, you hear the expression...
Keren. Kegiatan besok akan menjadi vlog yang menarik. Keren. Kegiatan besok akan menjadi vlog yang menarik.
Which means cool. Tomorrow's activity will be an interesting vlog. There is the word...
Keren. Keren.
Which means cool. Which is the expressions of amazement, excitement, and anticipation. Those feelings are related to Chris' amazement to the diving skill of young Bajo people. His excitement to the activity at Manta Point and to meet young Bajo people, and anticipations to make an interesting vlog. Other example, let's listen to another use of
keren, keren,
which means cool, in another sentence.
Penampilan Chris hari ini keren. Penampilan Chris hari ini keren.
Which means, Chris looks cool today.
Keren sekali pemandangan Pantai Merah di Labuan Bajo. Keren sekali pemandangan Pantai Merah di Labuan Bajo.
Which means, the scenery of Merah Beach in Labuan Bajo is so cool. The Bajo tribe who lives in some waters of Indonesia, such as Sulawesi, East Kalimantan, Maluku, and East Nusa Tenggara, is well known for their expertise in diving. They can dive with a sporting equipment for a quite long duration. Their diving skill was the inspiration of James Cameron's Avatar, The Way of Water. Before we end today's Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, let's have another go with the conversation.
Sudah lama menunggu, Nana?
Belum lama.
Besok pagi, kita akan langsung ke Manta Point.
Seperti yang Bang Chris minta, kita akan bertemu dengan pemuda Bajo. Dia mahir menyelam tanpa alat bantu.
Keren. Kegiatan besok akan menjadi vlog yang menarik.
Well, listeners, that was Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia for today about
keren, keren,
which means cool. We hope today's edition will be useful for those of you who want to know more about the Indonesian language. I'm Daniel and my colleague
Sarah Olivia.
Bye-bye.
Sampai jumpa.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, today's music corner presents a traditional song from Aceh entitled Di Babah Pinto. The song was composed by Ayah Ubit. It means in front of the door. The lyrics tell the story of a wife waiting for her husband at the door. The wife hopes her husband will come home soon. The song Di Babah Pinto also became the soundtrack of the movie Cut Nyak Din in 1988. In the movie, Cut Nyak Din waits for her husband, Tengku Ibrahim, to return home to fight against the invaders, similar to the song Di Babah Pinto. Well, listener, here is the song Di Babah Pinto by Liza Aulia.
biasa dan gembira. Di tengah pesta, aku lihat si dia, lincah gayanya dan semasa kini, ingin hatiku mencium pipinya, tapi malu rasa.
Thank you.
thank you very much for staying tuned here in Indonesia Today. In Indonesia Today, I will be right back with you again next week with another information and also great music to listen. More interesting and more happy, of course. Dito ko sa all of you signing off and have a great day and always love Indonesia. I'll see you again next week. And don't forget, you can contact us to our Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia, our Twitter account at VOI Indonesia, our Instagram account VOI_official, and our TikTok account VOI_official, and of course our email address voilisteners@gmail.com. And you can contact us to our WhatsApp number +62 821 2381 2130, +62 821 2381 2130. Nuka signing out, and have a great day, and always love Indonesia. I'll see you again next week. Bye.
Jakarta. Inilah siaran luar negeri Voice of Indonesia. Siaran dalam bahasa Indonesia. Voice of Indonesia menyajikan berita, informasi dan hiburan serta serba-serbi tentang Indonesia. Anda dapat mendengarkan serta mengakses siaran kami setiap hari di SW3325 kHz dan 4755 kHz atau melalui website www.voinews.id dan aplikasi RRI Digital. Voice of Indonesia, dari Indonesia untuk dunia. From Indonesia to the world.
Halo pendengar di seluruh dunia, inilah Voice of Indonesia, siaran internasional Radio Republik Indonesia di Jakarta. Saya Agus Antika akan menemani Anda selama satu jam ke depan dengan lagu-lagu pilihan dari musisi-musisi keren tanah air dan juga informasi-informasi terkini seputar Indonesia. Siapkan diri Anda untuk bernostalgia, berdendang, dan mungkin saja menemukan lagu favorit baru. Mengawali siaran hari ini kita simak terlebih dahulu warta berita dari dalam negeri yang akan dibacakan oleh Sumarno.
Voice of Indonesia menyampaikan warta berita. Inilah sari berita penting. Menko Perekonomian nilai perekonomian Indonesia masih solid. Pemerintah Indonesia segera luncurkan pemeriksaan kesehatan gratis. Berita pertama, Badan Pusat Statistik atau BPS merilis data perekonomian Indonesia tahun 2024 tumbuh 5,03%. Pertumbuhannya menurun dibandingkan tahun 2023 yang tercatat tumbuh 5,05%. Selain itu, pertumbuhan juga tidak sesuai dengan target pertumbuhan ekonomi yang ditetapkan pemerintah sebesar 5,2%. Meski demikian, Menteri Koordinator Perekonomian Airlangga Hartarto menilai perekonomian Indonesia masih solid dan lebih baik dibandingkan negara lainnya di ASEAN. Menko Airlangga Hartarto dalam keterangan pers di Jakarta Rabu menjelaskan, perekonomian Indonesia terjaga stabil didukung oleh laju inflasi yang tetap rendah dan terkendali. Selain itu, rasio utang Indonesia masih di bawah 40%. Berita selanjutnya. Menteri Pariwisata Indonesia Widyanti Putri Wardana mengungkapkan, berdasarkan data Badan Pusat Statistik, secara keseluruhan pada tahun 2024 jumlah kunjungan wisatawan mencapai 13,74 juta kunjungan, meningkat sekitar 8% dibandingkan dengan tahun 2023. Begitu pula dengan jumlah perjalanan wisatawan Nusantara yang mencapai 1 miliar 21,56 juta perjalanan, meningkat 22% dibandingkan dengan tahun 2023. Demikian disampaikan Widyanti di Istana Merdeka Jakarta Rabu, 5 Februari 2025. Atas capaian positif tersebut, Widyanti optimis perkembangan sektor pariwisata dapat terus berlanjut dan berkontribusi pada produk domestik bruto nasional.
Saya ingin menyampaikan di sini pada rekan-rekan sekalian, saya optimis bahwa perkembangan sektor pariwisata dapat terus berlanjut